The youngest of Jesse's sons kept the sheep, no doubt loved the sheep, no doubt placed his own life in jeopardy many times to save the sheep. I felt the Lord deal with me tonight with one phrase in the middle of verse number 4. Verse 4 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Obviously, y'all know tonight that I can't preach you nothing new out of this psalm. We've all heard it over and over again, amen? And I'm not coming to claim to preach something new, but I would like to preach what the Lord has laid on my heart. He said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." How many have got right in this valley and they stopped at that one four-letter word, fear? No doubt it has hindered more Christians than ever should have, and no doubt it is hindering so many Christians today. I'll tell you how I prayed today. Ask the Lord to show me and reveal to me the things that fear was hindering in my life. It's not always just the kind of fear that causes us to shake or our teeth to chatter or, you know, our knees to knock together. Sometimes it's a prideful fear and a fear of being something or looked down upon or, you know, and so therefore fear's the opposite of courage, and so therefore we're hindered in this valley. And the whole point of it is to come out of this valley. And I would like for the Lord to help me right here. I'd like for somebody in this service tonight to come out of this valley. Can you say amen? In the songs that Brother Randy led us tonight, I felt like the Lord had ordained, because it said, let's see here. Clinging to Him, never to stray. Singing His praises all day long, I'm going that way. Let's see here. Let's see what verse it was. Beautiful land where all who believe, having been saved by grace divine, I know I shall meet Him at the gate when trials are past. I know I shall meet Him face to face in glory at last. And oh, I believe that when we meet, well done He was, we'll say, for trusting His soul, redeeming love, I'm going that way. And it takes the trust for us to make it. And you're probably wondering the same thing I'm wondering, wonder what it was I was talking about in that song. But anyways, let's go to the next one. Said, though sometimes the path, this is when the home gates swing open. I thought for sure there's something in there. I remembered it a while ago, but maybe it'll come to me. Though sometimes the path may lead through the veil. The veil is the valley. Though sometimes the path may lead through the veil of sin and greed. And Jesus ever my refuge will be. And so we go through the valley. And I feel like sometimes we get in the valley. He said it was the valley of the shadow of death. You know, I believe this could talk about two things. First off, that valley that we're going to cross over, the last valley, the last river, that last one, the last trial we go through. But other, I believe it could talk about us going through valleys down here that is as the shadow of death. And if we don't make it through it, we will die. But we can go through it with God's help. And so he said, through the veil of sin and greed. And so I believe that God will help us to come out of that valley in this service tonight. He said, "I will fear no evil." There's a lot of people that's hindered by fear. And I pray that if you're hindered by fear tonight, that you could, amen, draw strength and the Lord could help you right here in this service. Amen. The Bible talks about those that was in bondage in Hebrews chapter 2. Those that was in bondage, he had held captive, that was in the fear of death. Where is that scripture? Where he said, He said, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. And so the devil can bind you right there in that valley. They say that there actually was a valley called the valley of the shadow of death. Said it was between Jericho and Jerusalem, or Jerusalem and Jericho rather. Jerusalem was north, Jericho was down. And said that the robbers was there. It's real close quarters. There was real steep cliffs. Lots of shadows. Lots of darkness there. Lots of danger. Whether that be the case or not, we know, amen, even us that are alive today, that we go through valleys and the shadows of death are in that valley. The shadows of death would like to overpower us and take us out of here. That's what the devil wants to do to us. He wants to take us out. He'd like to, amen, kill us in the valley. It is not God's will for us to die in the valley. Hallelujah. It is not God's will for us to die in the valley. And so whether this is talking about the valley that we'll go through at the end of life or valleys that we can go through in our life, we go through low times. Amen. Times when we're down and there's shadows there, and those shadows have problems and have, amen, fear in them. And David said, I will fear no evil. Praise God. Now that no evil, we could go into a lot of things, but I don't feel like it. I feel like going into this fear. I will fear no evil. Nothing. It doesn't matter. I'm going to hold true, and I'm going to come out of this valley. I'd like to look at two things that the Lord dealt with me tonight. And first off, I'd like to look at the fear of the past. The fear of things in the past. The scripture tells us in Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter number 5 and verse number 24. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment. And some men, they follow after. And so this scripture here is plain. We don't need to expound on it what it means very much for us to understand. It just simply means some people, you know exactly what they're doing. You can see it. I mean, it's going before them already to the judgment. And then there's other people, they're following after them. It's more of a secret type sin. You see what I'm saying? You see what the scripture's saying here? And you see, it's hid. It's darkness. And everybody don't know about it. It said, some men's sins are open beforehand. In other words, everybody sees them, everybody knows. And some men, they follow after. You say, how in the world does this got to do with this valley we're talking about? Well, I kind of feel like in my heart tonight, maybe some things in the past, amen, some secret things that nobody else knows about, the church don't know about, amen, maybe your husband, your wife don't know about, your family, your friends, nobody knows about, amen, but still, it always haunts you in the valley. And when you get down in that valley, all them shadows are there, amen, and it tries to take you out and tries to steal your victory and rob your joy. Amen. Nobody knows it, Brother Sam. Oh, but they're still there. They're still following you. Even if nobody knows, those sins will haunt you. And so, it don't matter if nobody knows or not. I'm preaching on fear tonight. When you get in the valley and there's that shadow, and that shadow of past sin, that shadow of your past. And I believe tonight that God wants to bring us out of this valley. Do you believe that? Somebody's in the valley and the fear of the past. Secret sins are there. Amen. And you can't get over it. I want to tell you something. The Bible lays it plain out how to overcome sin. And the scripture says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. Proverbs 28 In verse number 13, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Now, we don't have a problem with the forsaking. We get tired of sin and we want to turn away from it, leave it alone. But the Bible don't say whoso forsaketh them shall have mercy. The Bible says whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. I'll tell you what, the best way, amen, to get past this shadow in the valley, the best way to get past this fear of the past, amen, from something that you've done, from a sin that you've committed, and nobody knows about it. It don't matter if nobody knows about it. If it keeps hindering you, if it keeps robbing your victory, if it steals your praise, if it keeps you in the bed on Sunday morning, amen, if it causes you not to want the things of God, amen, it's going to kill you in the valley sooner or later. And so the best thing to do, children of God, amen, is confess them. Amen. Bring it right out in the open. Amen. Let the world know and the devil know and God know. Amen. That shadow has haunted me long enough. That shadow has haunted me long enough. Or you can keep on going in that valley. When you get in a low time, you'll begin to shake and quiver. And you'll be afraid. And you won't make it out the other side sooner or later, because that shadow of the past will end up being the shadow of death. I said that shadow of the past will end up being the shadow of death. Fear. Amen. Guilt. A guilty fear. Some men's sins are open. Others they follow after. Amen. Cain was wroth with, his countenance was changed. God said, Cain, do you do well? He said, what's wrong? You know, I haven't done wrong, God said in so many words. If you're accepted, you're accepted. If you're not, sin lieth at the door. Amen. In other words, sin's a crouching at the door. Amen. Cain, you're in a valley right now. Amen. You didn't bring like you should have to God. Amen. But instead of just admitting it, instead you want to take out the ones that is better than you. God help us. I've seen it so many times, even with new converts, where there's somebody that's more spiritual than them. And instead of just bringing themselves up a level, instead they want to bring down the ones that's more spiritual. Say amen or oh me, one or the other. Just say something. Don't become that way, church. Don't become that way. Sister Bobby, that might be the Lord calling you. The fear will bring you down. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso forsaketh, confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. And so the fear of the past, it might be you got the victory over it, but the devil keeps binding you up. It might be that you prayed through about it. It might be that you got it out in the open. Amen. But the devil keeps hindering you and binding you to the place where you lose your victory. You lose power in prayer. You lose your joy. You lose your happiness. You go in a state of depression. My God, help us tonight, church. Amen. God needs to help us with this. Amen. We're going to go through the valley. But we can say like David, I will fear no evil. Amen. Because God's going to help me. Amen. There's no shadows there. There's nothing hiding in the closet. Amen. I'm going to give the light of the glory to God. I read a man, he said, if you got skeletons in your closet, open the door and let the light show them. Praise God. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. We've got to go on. Amen. We got to get past these shadows. I tell you what, amen, I feel like there's somebody in the valley tonight.
tonight, amen, and there's shadows, and it's causing you to be afraid. And if it's shadows of the past, let God deliver you out of that valley. It's time to walk out of this valley tonight. Amen. Where there's fear, there's torment. But the Bible said perfect love casteth out fear. Woo.
Hallelujah. Heard about the little boy that was afraid to go down in the cellar and get his mama a can of tomatoes. And he would go to the door and he wouldn't come. He wouldn't go. I'm afraid. She said, go, I need it. He'd go, he couldn't go. He said, come, I'm afraid. She said, Jesus is there. He's with you. Jesus is in the cellar. So he goes down there and opens the door. Jesus, can you bring me a can of tomatoes out? Hallelujah. Woo, I'm telling you what, things that cause us to be afraid. Fear of the future, fear of what's going to happen, causes us to stumble in this valley so many times. Afraid of what is going to happen causes us to stumble right here in this valley. I'm telling you what, it's not God's will for you to die in the valley. Do you believe that tonight? It might be God's will for you to go through the valley, but it's not God's will for you to die in the valley. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Hallelujah. Nor things to come. Not just what I'm going through right now, but what could happen. Oh, God, help us. He said, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. You may be in the valley tonight afraid of what could happen. Lord, help us. Because he said, things present, nor things to come. And when we get in that valley, that shadow pops up, the future. And we're so afraid that we usually most of the time back out of the valley. It's not God's will for us to back out of the valley. It's not God's will for us to be hindered another moment. It's not God's will for us to be hindered for one more prayer of ours to be hindered. But it is God's will for us to go through this valley. How? I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. We could go on and on about that, but I feel the Lord helping us right here. Amen. You're battling fear. You're afraid. Amen. You don't want to take that next step because you're afraid. Maybe you've fallen on your face before. Maybe you've had problems before when you stepped out. I'm telling you what, it's time to step out tonight. It's time to go through this valley. Amen. It's not God's will for you to back up out of the valley. It's time to press on through the valley. And even when you're afraid, Jesus is right there with you, for he said, thou art with me.
I read about a Christian family, and one of them was a soldier on this ship. And he was the guard, and they got in a storm, and his wife became so afraid and so fearful. And she said, ain't you afraid? He pulled his sword out and stuck it to her, right at her heart. He said, ain't you afraid? She said, no. He said, why? She said, because the one that holds the sword loves me. He said, the reason I'm not afraid is the one that holds the wind loves me. Praise God. You might be in a storm tonight, but the one that holds the sword loves you. The one that holds the wind loves you. And he's right there with you. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't have to be afraid. Oh, God, help us. He said, things present nor things to come. Amen. God's able to give us the victory right here if we'll just reach out to him. Amen. Let God help us. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there's shadows in the valley. And it's fear. Fear of the past. Fear of the future. Amen. Fear
care of what might be or what might become. Amen. But the proverb said, my son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul, grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Now, y'all may sit there, and I'm going to close my eyes so I can't see your reaction, but it is not God's will for you to take a sleeping pill to sleep. Can I open my eyes? Everybody get your normal face back on. Okay. It is not God's will for you to take a sleeping pill to sleep. It's not God's will for you to have to. I'm not saying you're sinning and doing it, but it is not God's will for you to take a Tylenol PM just to get some sleep. Oops. He said, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Woo! If the devil's robbing your sleep, stop letting him. If the devil's stealing your rest, stop letting him. Amen. You can walk through the valley. You can come out on the other side. God can give you the victory right here on a Wednesday night service. Amen. You might be afraid of the past. You might be afraid of the future. But whatever your fear is, God can give you the victory.
Well, since I'm on it, I might as well not miss it. It ain't God's will for you to take a Benadryl to sleep. Come on, give it to God. Let him give you peace. Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight rose a melody sweeter than psalm. Hey, it ain't something the world can't give. Amen. It ain't something that doctors can prescribe. But it's something that comes, amen, by holding to God's unchanging hand, walking through the valley. There's shadows all around. Amen. There's fear, it seems like. But he said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And I'm telling you what, you may be in the valley tonight, but you're not in the valley alone. Jesus is right there beside you, and he wants to pull you through to the other side. He definitely don't want you to die in the valley. He don't want you to stop in the valley. He wants you to come out victorious on the other side.
Come on, say it. I will fear no evil. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. There's a cliff over here, and there's a cliff over here. There's a narrow passage, and I don't know what's there, but I see that shadow. That shadow wants me to be afraid, but I will fear no evil. I'm going to walk right on through. I'm telling you what, if we could get some courage tonight, if somebody could get a hold of some courage right here in this service, believe God to help you in your spiritual walk, you might be afraid to do something, just walk right on past that shadow. Devil telling you, you can't be used to God. Look at what you've done. You can't work for God. Look at your past. Walk right on past that shadow. You can't be used of God. Look at what's in the future. What are you going to do if you give that up to God? What are you going to do if you lay that down? What are you going to do with your life? You'll be lonely, afraid, amen, and miserable. There's a shadow in the valley, and the devil don't want you to go no further. But stop being afraid of this future. In Jesus' name, stop being afraid. Amen, and step out and walk through that valley.
Hallelujah. Walk through that valley. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I want you to know something. If you don't get the victory, it will kill you. It is the shadow of death. But Jesus said, or I think it was Peter said, who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of him that is good? Who is he that'll harm you? Jesus said, I give you power to tread upon scorpions and snakes and all these things. He said, I give you power over all the power
of the enemy. Amen. David, no doubt, was afraid at times of those shadows, but all he had to remember, amen, was the lion and the bear, how God had gave him power over it. All he had to remember was his faith in Almighty God. All he had to remember was that stone going at Goliath, and he knew right then that he was able to go through that valley. Listen, I'm going to say it one more time and try to be quiet, but listen, there's somebody in the valley tonight, and you're afraid, and fear has stopped you in your tracks, and you won't go no further, and you stop praying, and you stop reading, and you stop surrendering. It's time to go through the valley. It's time to go on. It's time to stop letting the devil hinder you.
Stand to your feet.
It's time to go on.
You say, Brother Sam, I've been hindered in my prayers, but I'm not afraid of nothing.
There's a shadow in that valley that's hindering you.
You say, Brother Sam, you ain't preaching to me now. I ain't been reading my Bible like I should, but I'm not afraid of nothing.
There's a shadow in that valley that's hindering you. You're in the valley, and you're in a low time, and there's shadows, and you've stopped.
It's time to stand by faith. You see, this is the faith of that scripture. I will fear no evil. If you've been hindered, it's time to step out tonight. You see, I'm stopped in my valley spiritually. Everything else might be going fine and dandy and wonderful. You might could give us a testimony and make us all shout. But down in your heart and in your soul, you've been stopped. There's shadows, and they've stopped you. Shadows. It's time for you to go on through this valley and be victorious in Jesus' name. While every head bowed and every eye closed, I wonder if there'd be some saint of God that would step out right now and come to this altar. Say, I'm tired of you, Satan. You've had me bound way too long. I've been in the valley way too long. And I'm not going to die here. How about it? Is there one? You say, I'm tired of you, devil. You've had me in the valley way too long. Keep coming. You might be afraid of the future. You might be afraid that if you surrender all to God that you'll live a miserable life. That's a shadow. That's a shadow in your valley. Maybe you've been so worried about situations and trials that you're going through that you can't pray. And God, I need a miracle so great and so mighty. There's a shadow in your valley tonight. I wish I could have preached better, but there's somebody else right here tonight. You've been hindered spiritually. It might be in the past, something that you did. It's a shadow. It's time to let God help you. Church, let's gather in and pray. Spend some time in prayer tonight. If you would, feel liberty, pray with these that have come. Pray that God will help them overcome fear, overcome that valley. Come out on the other side victorious.